KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, boys district baseball play continued last night. Class 1A boys district action saw AHST defeat Logan Magnolia 3-1. Coon Rapids Bayard outscored Arweva 9-7. It was Lennox over Murray 11-6. Martinsdale St. Mary's downing Orient Maxburg 19-0. Nishnabotna beat Stanton 12-1. Underwood over Fremont Mills 13-0. And Woodward Granger beat Earlham's 12-6. Those winners all moving on in tournament play. Tournament action continues tonight in boys baseball. Class 3A teams will hit the diamonds this evening. In Harlan tonight, it'll be Denison facing off against Carroll in the first game of a doubleheader. That game will go at 5 o'clock tonight. After that contest, it's Atlantic facing Harlan. We'll have that game for you live here on KJAN tonight as the Trojans will try to avenge a pair of losses to Harlan in the regular season tonight in the postseason. 7 o'clock is the scheduled first pitch. We'll be on the air about 6:45 tonight to bring you the broadcast. That's Atlantic versus Harlan live tonight. Boys District Baseball here on KJAN, AM 1220, FM 101.1, as well as on the web at KJAN.com and on your smartphones if you've downloaded the free KJAN app. Also, Class 3A first-round district play tonight at Creston. The doubleheader has Winterset facing Glenwood in the early game at 5 o'clock, followed by Creston and Greene County at 7. In Class 4A action tonight, Lewis Central is on the road. They don't have to go far, though. 5 o'clock game tonight, Lewis Central will play at Abraham Lincoln tonight in Council Bluffs. Also tonight at 7 o'clock, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson will play Sioux City North. That game will be played at Sergeant Bluff this evening. Well, baseball's four-day break for the All-Star Game ends tonight with a full slate of games. The AL East leading Red Sox are hosting the Yankees, who start the second half of the season, six games back of Boston. The LA Dodgers visit Washington to play the Nationals in a matchup of two second-place teams, hoping for a second-half run. Manager Davey Johnson, who's retiring after this season, says the Nationals are lucky to be only six games back of the Braves. Pittsburgh, which is a game behind National League Central leading St. Louis, opens its second half on the road against Cincinnati, which is five games back of the Cardinals. And the interleague matchup this weekend has the NL East leading Atlanta Braves in Chicago to play the White Sox, who are last in the American League Central. Well, St. Louis Cardinals rotation is getting some extra rest coming out of the All-Star break, including All-Star Adam Wainwright. Jake Westbrook will start tonight against the San Diego Padres after an eight-day breather, followed by Lance Lynn and then Wainwright, who's tied for the league lead with 12 wins. Wainwright jumped ahead of rookie Shelby Miller to get two starts before the break, and now he'll be pitching on 6 days rest. Lynn, an 11-game winner, gets 6 days rest. Miller got a week between starts to end the break, so there's a 13-day gap before his next scheduled start Tuesday against the Phillies. Wainwright leads the league with four complete games and 146 and two-thirds innings. He's also among the league leaders in earned run average and strikeouts. Well, the Chicago Cubs' planned $500 million renovation of Wrigley Field has won the approval of another city commission and the support of the local aldermen, all but assuring the project will go forward. The Chicago Sun-Times reports that the Chicago Plan Commission on Thursday approved the proposal to renovate Wrigley and develop nearby property. The plan includes putting an electronic jumbotron above the ivy-covered outfield walls of the 99-year-old ballpark. Alderman Tom Tunney endorsed the plan just days after he told the city's Landmarks Commission that he didn't. Tunney said Mayor Rahm Emanuel has assured him that there will be no other outfield signs other than the Jumbotron and another large sign for several years. Tunney said yesterday they finally reached the point where he didn't have any more objections. That after he said earlier in the week that he would have a floor fight at the city council meeting with Mayor Rahm Emanuel over the deal. Approval from the city council is widely expected, though, because it's supported by both Tunney and Emanuel. Well, Matt Chapman had an RBI single in the bottom of the 11th inning to give Team USA a 2-1 victory over Cuba Thursday night in an international exhibition. The matchup was the opener of a five-game series between Cuba and the team of American college stars and the first between the countries on American soil since 1996. Cuba's Jose Fernandez tied the game at one each with an RBI single with two outs in the ninth, but Chapman responded by ripping a line drive to right field with two outs in the 11th inning. Cuba, which lost pitcher Misael Severio to defection on Tuesday, will play in the U.S. in Omaha, Nebraska on Friday and Saturday, and then they'll play games in Cary and Durham, North Carolina next week. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the second round of the British Open is underway, and as was the case yesterday, the world's best golfers are playing their trade in the perfect weather conditions of Geleen, Scotland. It may not be typical British Open weather, but for the Scots, it's a brilliant summer day. How's the course playing today? Well, Lee Westwood is 4-under through 16 holes. He's now 3-under for the tournament. The leader at the end of play yesterday was Zach Johnson at 5-under with a 56-year-old former British Open champion, Marco Mira, and Spain's Rafael Cabrera Bello tied at 4 under par. Tiger Woods is on the course and having a mediocre round today. The world's top-ranked player was 1-over for the day at last check and 1-under for the tournament. Jordan Spieth, the 19-year-old winner of the John Deere Classic last week, completed his second round. He shot a 3-over 74 today. He's 1-over par now for the tournament. The leaderboard still has Johnson on top at minus 5. He's yet to tee off today for his second round. Rafael Cabrera Bello is through 5 holes. He's at 4-under par and in second place. Miguel Angel Jimenez, Brant Snedeker, both on the course. They're at 3-under par and tied for third. Henrik Stenson, Lee Westwood, Dustin Johnson are all on the course, and they're tied at 2-under par, along with Phil Mickelson and Angel Cabrera, who have yet to tee off so far today. Tiger Woods, as we mentioned, is 1-over par on the day, 1-under for the tournament. He's through 17. He's playing 18 right now. Bubba Watson is early in his round today. He's through 3 holes. He's 1-under par for the tournament as well so far in today's round. Some other names, Charles Schwartzel had a pretty nice round today. He shot a 3-under par total for today to get him back closer. He's at plus 1 now for the tournament. Adam Scott also is at plus 1 today after shooting at 1-over par total on the day. Webb Simpson also is at plus 1 for the tournament. Some other names not doing quite so well. Ben Curtis sits at 2-over par for the tournament at this point. So does Hunter Mahan as he's finished his second round of golf so far today. We mentioned Mark O'Meara. He ended up 7-over par today as O'Meara shot a 78 in his second round. That put him at plus 3 for the tournament. Tom Lehman also is plus 3 after shooting a 6-over par total of 77 for his round today. So not real good scores so far by some of these players. Ernie Els is at plus 3 through 1 hole today for the tournament. He's the defending Open champion. Well, Daniel Summerhays is the clubhouse leader at the Sanderson Farms Championship after firing an open round 9-under 63. Michael Bradley, Will Claxton, and Jonathan Randolph are tied for second. They're 3 shots back. Play has been suspended due to bad weather. Summerhays has posted back-to-back top 10 finishes the last 2 weeks. 66 golfers did not complete their round. They'll get an early start today. Oklahoma State has been picked as the favorite to win the Big 12 title in a preseason poll of media members who cover the league. Six different teams got first place votes in the poll, which was released Thursday in advance of next week's Big 12 football media days. The Cowboys got 15 of the 43 first place votes and 365 points in the poll. Oklahoma, which shared last year's Big 12 title with Kansas State, was picked second with 8 first place votes and 355 points. TCU was picked third with 9 first place votes, one more than Texas. Baylor got 2 first place votes for fifth ahead of Kansas State, which got the remaining first place vote. Texas Tech, West Virginia, Iowa State, and Kansas round out the preseason poll. Indianapolis Colts tight end Wesley Saunders has been suspended 8 games without pay after violating the league's policy on performance-enhancing substances. League officials did not say what substance was found in Saunders' test. He could practice with the team during training camp and can play in preseason games. He won't be eligible again, though, until November 4th. Well, Charlotte is the home of the Hornets again, starting after the 2013-14 season. The NBA unanimously approved Charlotte's nickname change from the Bobcats to the Hornets at the league's Board of Governors meeting. The original Hornets built a supportive fan base in Charlotte from the time they entered the league in 1988 until they moved to New Orleans in 2002. But the new owners in New Orleans have changed their team's nickname to the Pelicans, and that opened the door for owner Michael Jordan to bring the Hornets' name back to Charlotte. 6 college football players have been added as plaintiffs to a high-profile lawsuit that claims the NCAA owes billions of dollars to former players for allowing their likenesses to be used without compensation. Those players include Vanderbilt linebacker Chase Garnum, Clemson cornerback Darius Robinson, linebacker Jake Fisher and kicker Jake Smith from Arizona, and tight end Moses Alapate and wide receiver Victor Keese of Minnesota. Former UCLA basketball star Ed O'Bannon is the lead plaintiff in the long-running legal battle that could fundamentally alter how the NCAA operates. A federal judge in Oakland is mulling whether to turn the lawsuit into class action. And the largest weekend of the Iowa games begins later today in Ames. Spokesman Corey Kennedy says a total of 35 sports will be contested over the next 3 days.
We have our largest sport, soccer. You know, we have 190 teams. Over 2,000 athletes in that. That's our biggest sport. We've been preparing for that all week, as well as some other larger sports like softball and individual sports like track and field is a large sport with over 400 competitors.
Kennedy says more than half of the events this weekend offer on-site registration. He says the City of Ames and Iowa State University remain outstanding partners for the Iowa Games, and they'll use an army of volunteers to run the events. The highlight of the weekend will be the opening ceremonies, which are scheduled for tomorrow night at Jack Trice Stadium. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular at 712-762-3022. They're on Main Street in Oneita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.